there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And we got a big quarterback story coming your way in a couple minutes. But something from Major League Baseball tonight first that is just, look, it's the bit of evidence that you need that baseball is always able to police itself. Oh, by the way, we got a big story on Zion Williamson as well in a couple minutes. But maybe you saw this story last night. Kevin Kiermaier of the Rays had a play at the plate in which, after the play was over, what fell off the catcher's wrist was a wristband with notes that were on there for the Jays and their pitching staff to have when pitching to the Rays. And you know, these notes can be anything like, hey, you know, curveballs on 2-0, they're looking for them, whatever it is. We don't know what they are. Kiermaier decides, I'm going to pick it up, bring it into the dugout with me, and give it to a coach. Ooh, I don't know about that, man. That's one of those dirty pool things that I think you kind of got to leave that on the field. It's not like there was some kind of big scrum and the dugouts emptied and you grabbed something off the ground. No, it got dislodged from the catcher's arm, and so you picked it up and brought it in. We said it last night. Guess who's going to get a fastball in the ribs on the first pitch on Wednesday night? We said it last night. Who's going to get a fastball in the ribs on the first pitch? Well, let me take you to tonight's game between the Blue Jays and the Rays.
Three outs away from probably popping some champagne, and Kiermaier hit by the pitch from Baraki. Up and in, and KK turns and has something to say to Baraki. And the Blue Jays are coming onto the field, and the Rays are coming onto the field, walking faster and faster. Dreckman trying to break it up before it can get started, and Joe West in there as well.
And Vlad Guerrero Jr. is telling everybody, go back to the dugout.
Yep.
Just go back to the dugout. The Rays backing up their teammate. Kevin Cash is hot. He wants Bruce Dreckman to know that that was on purpose and he should be kicked out of the game. That was premeditated. Cash is hot.
Yeah, premeditated because you stole the piece of paper. You stole the instructions that you should have just left there. Oh, boy. Rays Radio Network on the call. And look, there's all of these things that go into everything with managers being upset. It's the unwritten rules of baseball. And this is why when you talk about unwritten rules, the league polices itself. And it's done so for 100 years, right? When you do something like that, you get a fastball in the ribs or a fastball in the back. This is how it goes. Didn't throw at his head. Didn't throw through chest high, a little bit below. That's what happens, right? You don't always get drilled. Sometimes you get thrown at. But this is how baseball has done it. And bench is empty. And everybody gets their emotions out. And then we go back in and we finish playing. And it's over. Right? This is how baseball polices itself. And you can argue with, boy, you're throwing at somebody. Well, look, throwing inside is always a thing. Throwing at somebody when they do something you don't want them to do, how else are you going to do it? All right, really. I mean, how else are you going to get somebody to stop doing what they're doing? It's been a strategy. You get every baseball pitcher will tell you, we have to throw at people when this happens like this. And again, you don't want to hurt a guy. You don't want to hurt somebody and go headhunting, whatever. You want right there. Here's a fastball that's going to hit you on the meaty part of the arm or hit you on the hip or on the leg. And Kiermaier turned around and it hit him in the middle of the back. So it would have arm. So this is kind of how it goes. This is how baseball does it. And now this is over. Yeah. And there's a big deal about this. And, well, look at this. Well, if he doesn't steal what's not his, this doesn't happen. And now it's happened. And everybody's got their pound of flesh. And now it's over.
Yeah, I don't have my pound of flesh here. Is that, you know, Kirk's got to secure the goods. And once he realizes he doesn't have his card, then, now we really have to just adjudicate it then. And it was a bad job by him to not secure that information. Here was Kiermaier off Sportsnet last night. Quote, I keep my positioning card in my pocket. Initially, I thought it could have been that. And then like I said, I don't remember what I read, but I knew it wasn't my card. And then I said, I'm not giving it back. So I handed it to one of our other personnel in the dugout. Reportedly, Major League field coordinator Paul Hoover. So Mr. Hoover, then the Jays sent the bat boy over asking for the card's return, and the Rays, quote-unquote, scoffed at the request. So catcher Kirk, bad job by you. And now it becomes the 24 hours of, well, what's the right thing to do? You know, you know this guy lost it, right? I've seen a billion people with the, if you watch someone literally drop a $100 bill and then take two steps away, do you pick it up and say, sucker, or do you give it back to him? Right, that's the thing everybody's trying to do, right? Not, hey, I found a $100 bill and there's nobody around here. And now I just have to be careful that if I go to pick it up, you know, I'm not getting got by some hidden camera thing where someone's going to come out and attack me. But, you know, it's one of those scenarios, I guess, when you get down to it. As soon as you realize it's not yours, you know, you get into sportsmanship versus gamesmanship versus responsibility, competition. Like, we can have all those arguments till we're blue in the face, right? Like, you're playing soccer. Yeah, it's a contact sport. But it's not a contact sport. You know what I mean? Hey, I'm posting up to try to make a move on you and defenders are bumping me versus I'm really just taking a run at you because I'm frustrated that I'm getting beat 5-0. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going back to my daughter's game last week where a defender took three runs at one of her teammates. And on the third one, finally swept the leg and they blew the whistle. And I just looked at the ref and said, really? She had to take her legs out for you to actually call the foul. But, you know, it's that kind of scenario. So where do you stand in terms of sportsmanship? As soon as he realized it wasn't his, should he have given it back? Right? Assuming they had the intel and this was just the guy that was, you know, that was his little cheat sheet so he could make the call without having an earpiece or something or other signals that have to be relayed. And you could fight about that to your till kingdom come, but as it often is in baseball, here we have it. He got plunked. Nobody got hurt. Everybody looked at each other and got mad. And at least for the moment, it's dissipated. I mean, it ended up being about the equivalent of the taunting penalties that and the brawls that everybody's so worried about, right? Are we going to fight? Nah, not really. Next!
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harbin. So, yeah, look, this is what baseball does. They figure things out, they do it, and we move on. We got more baseball coming up. But right now, an NBA story that kind of jumps and piggybacks on the Ben Simmons story, right? Because Ben Simmons wants out of Philadelphia, and we've talked about this tonight. Doc Rivers on the apology tour that didn't pass any muster. It sounds awful and just patronizing. But now you have Zion Williamson, who, according to a report out of New Orleans today, the New Orleans Times-Picayune, he communicates infrequently with team president David Griffin, and the two of them have failed to form a solid relationship. Right now, does this mean that it's Zion's fault? There's something going on, or it's Griffin's fault? He doesn't want to be close to his best player? No. This goes back to what we told you about a few months ago, right? When this story came out today, it was, whoa, Griffin does things differently. He does X, Y, and Z. Trust me, I told you this a few months ago, and it's going to happen. Zion's going to be the first guy in a while to turn down the maximum and leave and go somewhere else as a free agent. All right, he came in. First of all, I'm surprised he actually said, I'm okay with going to the Pelicans, but he was. And he has seen the last couple of years, we have me, I'm an all-star, we have another all-star, and we can't sniff the playoffs. We can't get to more than 10 games under 500. You know what? It's time, I gotta go. And he's going to have to. He's going to take over the NBA, and he knows he can take over the NBA. There is nobody in the NBA that has the it factor that Zion has, but he plays in New Orleans. And are they on national TV? Yeah, once in a while, but they can't win. And you gotta be able to win, and you have to be able to dominate, and that's not him, because New Orleans is not good. Right now, I feel bad. Look, it's talking about a guy leaving, but this is what we've seen from Zion. Is he all in with New Orleans? No. Here you say he doesn't communicate with the team president, doesn't talk to the front office, doesn't have a solid relationship. He's going to do what Shaquille O'Neal did back in the mid-90s when it was time for him to say, all right, I can take over this league for the next decade, but I can't do it from here. I got to go someplace bigger. And he goes free agent. He goes to the Lakers, and he does. And this is not that Zion's got to go to the Lakers, or he's got to go to the Clippers or the Knicks, but he's got to go to a big market where he can lead the team, and the team is in a playoff, and he's able to be that superstar. Because clearly the first couple of years, he's got it inside him, and there's very few people that push the needle like Zion does. But when you're not playing games that matter, it's pretty difficult. So it's, hey, let's talk about Damian Lillard. At least he's in the playoffs doing it. Zion's that guy. He knows he has to go. He already's got a $100 million shoe contract. So it's not like he's got to worry about, oh, if you turn down, you can turn down $60 million by not signing the max. Well, how long will it take me to make that up? About a year and a half. So I'll be 23 years old, and I'll have made up that money. Now I'm going to make even more because I'm in a bigger market. We're winning. Okay, I'm okay with that. He's not going to say, I'm going to take the maximum. I'm going to stay here. He's going to be one of the rare guys that does it because he's 22. He'll be 22, 23 years old, and he'll have everything. This is not Chris Paul going, man, I'd like to do some things after I get done by maybe buying an NBA team. So, hey, man, I got to opt out and get that $45 million a year for the next couple of years. No, this is Zion can say, okay, I got this money. I've got this money. I'm going to get crazy money from wherever I go. I'm going to get crazy money at some point that's going to make up for this. Yeah, this is what's going to happen. He's got to do it. He wants to carry the league. He wants to be this guy. He can't do it in New Orleans. He's going to have to go someplace else, and he'll be that guy that when it's time, he will opt out and go.
No, I appreciate that you triple underscored when it came to the endorsements, whatever. I don't know what the particulars are, say, in a shoe deal in terms of performance and if there's, you know, escalators to it all, right? We're not privy to all those. And occasionally they'll leak it to Ravel or some of the business reporters or maybe a beat writer of when, you know, someone hits some other incentive, right? Like we talk about with quarterback contracts, you know, after a trade. Hey, they get that fourth round pick because he hit 70% of snaps or whatever the hell it is. But here you have a situation whereby what's Zion's motivation? Is it winning? Is it to be the biggest star? Is it to pile up a mountain of cash and become the next mogul, like you say, either Chris Paul with commercials and piles of cash every year and opt-outs and re-ups and all that, or the LeBron James building empire as you're going through, the Jordan kind of portfolio or Shaquille O'Neal portfolio post-playing, right? Make all that money and then look at the empire. And I hope there's and I keep pitching it, and I do it here, patent pending, of the let's go to the success stories of guys that take their couple of years or decade or whatever it is in a league and go and thrive and do a great number of things. Not everybody goes broke, people. So, you know, let's kill that narrative once and for all. But I think that's it for Zion, right? Is playing in New Orleans. I always believe that first contract, unless you have one of those weird Manning situations, right, Elway situations, and they're fewer and far between, right? We're going back to 2004 for Eli, go back to 1984 for Elway, where they forced the issue. Otherwise, it's the I don't want to be seen as the difficult guy necessarily coming into the league. But after a couple of years, if things aren't working and we can't get the chemistry in the front office, because some of the reports, I know Kurt Heelan had it at Pro Basketball Talk, was that he didn't like the way they tried to baby him, that he wanted to get back on the court and wanted to play substantive minutes down the stretch of his rookie year. But they had, remember we talked about it a lot, the burst minutes, which at the time I think you and I both agreed and shouted from every rooftop that it might have been the dumbest thing ever heard. It's, you know, my mom's old philosophy of saving it for good. Like, if the guy can play, the guy can play. If they can play 12 minutes, you can try to play 20 or 25 or whatever you need him to do to try to win. Because wins in 2025 don't do you a hell of a lot of good when you're fighting for an 8 seed in 2019. But he's going to be an interesting case to watch, right? Fun-loving kid from all you see. He just loves the game. But I guarantee it doesn't mean anything without a ring. And with the Nike shoe deal, even after that disastrous blowout, which ended up being a good thing for him in terms of profile, you're talking about that kind of deal in your pocket. Everything else is gravy.
He's got to go. He's got it. He'll be there. Just count it down. You're going to see all these bits of evidence. He's going to go. Lakers, Knicks. I mean, wherever it is. But it's going to be.
Well, I mean, Magic's hanging out with Kevin Durant too, so they'll all be
sure
with the Lakers.
It'll be Zion and KD. But you got to take Kyrie too. No. We don't want him. You got to take Kyrie if you're getting KD. All right. Fine. We'll do it.
Bridge too far there, man. Come on now.
Twitter and how about a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dumb. Just remember we said it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Are you dealing with a dead battery? Then head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, one quarterback who was supposed to be a franchise player, was going to be a superstar for years, and now I'm just waiting to see how it ends with a team that can't wait to turn the page on him.
And I'm very, very excited about it.
It's coming up next right here, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, just let it wash over you. Let this song wash over you.
So good.
Just groove. Just groove. Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Poop Smith Fest. Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Stop. Just let it wash over you. Let it do it. Let it do it.
Big ball is chicken.
Wow.
And for no good reason, here's LeVar Ball.
I didn't Big reference Lonzo earlier, so I guess.
No,
I don't
That's
know.
True. It did. It's kind of hard to let it wash over you when you're waiting for LeVar Ball to come in and say something. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And
now it's boy, $3
billion. Do we just went up to $3 billion. Coming up in about 10 minutes, a little bit less than that, boy, do we have who could be the next great talk show, talk radio, sports superstar. And the thing is, he's probably only about 10 or 11 years old. But part of the big theme today in the NFL was update on all the quarterbacks, how injured they are, how healthy they are, they're not going to play. And we found out today that Tua Tagovailoa is not going to play this week against the Raiders, which means the Raiders are going to be 3-0, and it's going to be, oh my God! But now all that's left for Tua is how it ends for him in Miami. Right, it's like that big thing from Richard III, right? Does the fall matter? You fool, when the fall is all that's left, it matters a great deal. All that's left for Tua Tagovailoa is how it's going to end in Miami. All right, because clearly we've gone through this many times before about how since he was drafted, it's been awkward for Miami. He's our guy, but we have Ryan Fitzpatrick. Okay. Fitzpatrick's going to start, but then Tua's going to come in. Okay. But now Tua's going to start, and when he plays poorly, Fitzpatrick is coming in. Wait a minute. I get you want to win games, but you got to develop a guy. You took fifth overall in the draft. I mean, he's a franchise quarterback. No, it's been strange. All through the offseason, reports they would trade, they were interested in Deshaun Watson, that maybe Tua Tagovailoa is not their guy. And I have said so many times, just cut your losses. It's obvious you don't want him. For months we've said this. It's obvious you don't want him. And now it's at the point where all that's left is how they move on, right? Because you get to week one and they win, but what's the story? How does Tua throw that pass that gets picked off and could have cost them the game at the end? I mean, that's all you heard about. Tua, they won the game, right? They win opening week. It's a tough Patriots defense, but all you heard was, how does Tua throw that pass? Whatever it is, and whatever the faction is, there's some kind of disconnect in Miami where very important people don't want him to be the quarterback, and maybe some others do, right? You would have been a full-throated two-as-our guy, but instead Brian Flores had to tell the team behind closed doors before the season started that Tua was our guy after yet another week-long of Deshaun Watson rumors. Hey, guys, Tua's our guy. So you're going to say this, right, out loud? No, this is just for you guys in the room, right? Don't let it get out, but, you know, we're rolling with Tua. Okay. It's been awkward for over a year. And now you get to week two, he's out with a rib injury, right? This fractured rib is going to keep him out. Never mind for a second, we have not heard the tagline or the possibility that he could play. Because anytime a quarterback gets a fractured rib, what do you hear? Hey, let's try to find out a figure way for him to play. Drew Brees wanted to play with 11 cracked ribs a year and a half ago. Every single quarterback in the NFL, whether you are a Hall of Famer like Tom Brady, whether you are Matt Ryan, whether you are Zach Wilson, it doesn't matter. Baker Mayfield, you think a fractured rib is going to keep Baker Mayfield out of the lineup? No, but this is going to keep Tua out. He's day-to-day. He is week-to-week. Here comes Jacoby Brissett, and if Jacoby Brissett plays well, guess who's not getting his job back? Tua. They may even go the trade route to say, you know what? Our team is pretty good, but we really don't believe in him. We're going to go get Drew Locke from Denver for the rest of this year and then figure out our quarterback position at the end of the year, and we're going to move on. Whatever it is, they are done with him, and now they're just trying to figure out how to move on. It could be Brissett playing well. If he plays well and the team responds to him, and they look like they're more full of energy and more full of want to, he's going to keep the job. It could be a trade. It could be he gets back in the lineup at some point, plays poorly, gets benched, but whatever reason, he's gonna leave. And I feel bad because he can be good, but you need an organization to believe in you, and the Dolphins clearly have never given that to him. So all that's left is how he moves on. He may not play again the rest of the year. If Jacoby Brissett plays this week, Raiders gets as the quarterback next week, and the week after that, and the week after that. I don't know when he's gonna play for the Dolphins again. I don't know if he plays for the Dolphins again, but I know at some point soon in the next few months, it's going to end. And they're going to move on from Tua Tagovailoa. All that's left is how it ends, but it's going to end.
I think there's just the going back to last year, and you referenced it, right? The winning versus developing versus is he ready? Is he healthy? There were just so many questions going through that squad. And Flores, I think, navigated it, well, not great, but about as well as you could have, because you've got an opportunity maybe to make a playoff run. It's hard in that division, given everything that's happened with the Patriots, I don't know, for two decades, that you need to take your shot, right? And you're still trying to prove yourself as a head coach and all those things. But for the Deshaun Watson rumors, it's like all of the teams that had the reports of Aaron Rodgers throughout the offseason, right? Maybe he shows up. How do you not? Now, once all the allegations are out there for Deshaun Watson, not just, hey, I don't want to play for the Texans anymore after signing a deal, I hate them. That's a different story. Those rumors you would think would get quieted. And then it becomes, all right, I'd really love to vet and source who's still putting them out there. Is that something that is coming from the Dolphin side? Like, people are hearing it from them going, it would really be, you know, we'd still like to get him. Or is that someone from Deshaun Watson's agents? Is it Deshaun Watson himself calling someone he's friendly with in Miami? I mean, there's a million ways that can go to keep that alive. So it's not necessarily we don't love Tua, but all right, Tua's here and a healthy Deshaun Watson who's available, and we have knowledge that he's going to miss significant time unless he gets hurt within the field of play, that, yeah, he's still going to be above Tua, even if you like Tua. So, you know, when those were real before the allegations came out of conversations, like, okay, I get he was a first-round pick, but you've got an opportunity to go get a guy who some would argue is, what, top five, top seven when he's on his game, right? Led the league in passing yards a year ago, after traded DeAndre Hopkins away. So, yeah, you would at least put those feelers out. So I don't know how much of an indictment of Tua that is. But certainly we get to today and you move forward and just say, hey, he's out. And Jacoby Brissett's a guy that we've talked about a lot on the show in his travels throughout the NFL of solid quarterback, much in the vein, I think, in terms of stylistically of Tyrod Taylor, of he's a guy that's going to put up some decent numbers. But the big thing is he's not going to give the ball away and put you in trouble necessarily. Right, that's been his hallmark. So now he gets an opportunity, at least for a week, two, or whatever it becomes, to maybe get a little bit of a hold on the job and allow Tua to fully recover and heal. But for Brian Flores to not at least address it here, I mean, it's the theme of the night, right? Just a PR person, reminder. Hey, remind people how much we love Tua. Even if you don't. You say it, and you have to put it out there as an organization of he's the guy. Unfortunately, right now he's injured, and we hope he's back on the field quickly, and leave it at that. And we truly don't know the severity of the injuries, you know, but I would think if it was along the Drew Brees line of we're talking double digits, yeah, we probably would have heard that. So now, you know, people will question the pain threshold, whatever. He came back from that hip injury, people. I'm not worried about the man's toughness. Mm.
I'll tell you, it really is. If I saw even a glimmer of he's going to be our quarterback, no matter what, we drafted him to be even if we're going to give him the season, I never even gotten that he's our guy this whole year. Not even Josh Rosen had more of a chance to show that he couldn't play in the NFL than Tua has. But it's like we're ready to move on from him now, and it's the indecision. They should have done it in the offseason. If they really didn't want him, they could have done it. They could have moved on. They could have made a trade, but they didn't. And now they're stuck, and it just looks awkward, and it's been all awkward, so it's time, and this injury is giving them the excuse to do it again. I don't know when he plays again. I don't know if he plays again for Miami.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burris. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burris on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So this really is all the breakdown you want when you talk about what does it mean to break down game film. This comes to us courtesy of John Boy Media, who has a lot of fun videos like this on the internet. This is a breakdown that a kid did of Zach Wilson's first interception, first of his four picks, on Sunday against the New England Patriots. Now we're going to play the audio of you,
it's a
still shot of Wilson about to throw the ball and what's going on the field in front of him with Patriots players coming free and the Jets trying to block and Wilson throwing the ball. Here's a breakdown this kid gives of Zach Wilson's interception.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
And just at the end, Corey Davis has no hops. Oh, by the way, I want you to know. And you know, the crazy part about this is that this is a play that even though all these things happened, Corey Davis still should have caught the ball. Right? He had two chances to catch it and he didn't. But here's the kid saying things like, hey, you know, these two guys, they're just looking at each other. What are they doing? This guy's probably holding. This is like what I did when I was a kid, except, you know, I didn't have all this. It was just me watching television, the replay going, what the hell is this guy doing? This guy's not blocking. This guy's letting this guy come free. What's he doing over here over the middle? He doesn't even jump for the ball. Oh, no, no. That's exactly what I used to do. This kid's going to be a superstar. He's going to be the next me on sports talk radio because he's got that it factor, Mike Harmon. He knows how to be bitter and pissed as a young fan like I was. He's going to grow up just like me. It's like then the cats and the cradle and the silver spoon. He's going to be just like me. Just like me.
Yeah, I dig that. This guy's getting pancaked. These two guys are staring at each other. All these individuals, just derisive terms. And then, oh, yeah. And then let's name him outright. Hey, Corey Davis has no hops.
Yeah. Right,
so you want to talk about spotlighting on every play. You can just find one guy that you decide you're going to name. This guy here, that guy there. Oh, and let's attack the right tackle on this play. I dig it. I like the I like the cut of his jib, as it were. It's pretty pretty funny to hear. And look, that's the beauty of modern technology, right? We were doing that and yelling at our televisions, and maybe someone had a cassette recorder sitting around. Nowadays, you just hit a button on your phone, your tablet, whatever else, and suddenly you're online just like that. Three clicks and done. Hey, look, I'm live on Snapface and InstaChat and whatever else.
It is crazy. That's I think we're probably related somehow. I think we're probably related.
Could be.
I think there. I like that these two guys looking at each other like, what the hell are we doing? Go ahead, Tyshir, play it one more time.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know. Let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
Just throw that in there at the end. I wonder if that's what Robert Saleh did. All right, let's take a look at this play. Here's some breakdown of this play. And I would just play that for everybody and go, is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is he wrong about any of this? He is not wrong. This play sums up the New York Jets. I really, there are more than just that play to sum up the Jets. But, boy, that is some kind of breakdown right there. That is a future
that is pretty
media
good.
Superstar. Future media
nice
superstar.
Nice and succinct right there. Mm.
And so speaking of that, like, you know, because my sports week, because this is how it goes for me. Coming up next, we're going to get into what we're going to be talking about in 24 hours. And it's going to be something that is going to be very difficult because there's no way I can't see it happening. What is it? We'll tell you. It's next right here. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And before we look ahead to Thursday night football.
Bit aggressive for a close of the night.
It is.
Hey, you know?
It is. Hey, we're closing. We're grooving. Nope. This is what's happening. You know, something you mentioned earlier this hour, we talked about the Joe Lacob situation in which he gets fined $50,000 for saying we might not want Ben Simmons. No, you tampered, but I said we didn't want him. You brought this up, and I'll tell you, if you're looking for the player who's going to be the face of vaccinations for COVID versus anti-vaxxers, I'll tell you who it's going to be, and it's going to be Andrew Wiggins. All right, now we've had our fair share in the NFL. We've had Cole Beasley. We've had Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. We're going to see it come up if you see players in the NFL wind up missing games, position groups missing games because somebody tests positive for COVID who didn't get the vaccine, right? But that can't come up until we see it. We may never see it, right? Everybody may figure this out. Maybe great, right? We got, you know, 90% of the players are vaccinated. Okay. But here's a big situation. This is why Andrew Wiggins of the Warriors is going to wind up being the face of this, is because he does not want to get the vaccine. And according to reports, he'll take it only if he is forced to. He hasn't wanted to get it. And the reason this is a big deal is because San Francisco, if you remember, has this rule going into place for, and it's the same thing with New York City, that players who play in big arenas, are going to be in big arenas, have to be vaccinated or they're not allowed to play. Now, the crazy part of this rule is that if you're a visiting player, you don't have to go through that. It's about people who live and work in San Francisco and in New York. So Andrew Wiggins may be forced to sit out and lose a lot of money because he won't get the vaccine. He's going to be, if he sits out, he could lose 1/82nd of his paycheck, which is like $350,000. And game after game after game, he's got to get vaccinated soon if he wants to play in games because training camp is starting. You got to get the two doses of the vaccine. This is a thing. And it's all because of the rule in San Francisco that you have to be vaccinated if you're going to take part in mega events, indoor mega events, which is, you know, we could see this rule in other places. So this is going to come down to Andrew Wiggins being the face of this. And if this is going to keep going, this is that story where anti-vax versus vax is going to be rubber hits the road for the remainder of the people that don't want to be vaccinated. And Andrew Wiggins is that guy, and he's got to have a reason. He's got to have a good reason, because if you have a good reason, I'll listen to it. I will. If you have a good reason, I'll listen to it. I have not seen one athlete or entertainer with a reason yet that is good enough to not get vaccinated. Right? I haven't found one yet. I found, I don't want to do it, it's personal. Well, that's because you obviously don't have a good reason, because if you did, you would say it. Right? And other reasons we've seen have been debunked. Right? The one ESPN reporter who says, I don't want to do it because I'm trying to have a baby. And you've seen so many experts say, this doesn't affect that. This doesn't affect reproductive cycle. All these different things. You've seen reasons come out. It's, okay, we got to have a little something. You got to give me something. And Andrew Wiggins is going to be that guy. If he has a reason and says, this is why I don't want to do it, X, Y, and Z, that's either going to galvanize people to say, see, it's reasons like this, and I'll say, okay, I get it. But if he doesn't, it's going to be, okay, you just don't want to get it? Is he going to be able to cite religious reasons because they're thinking that could be something, but maybe that's not good enough? It might not be good enough for the San Francisco to say, hey, it doesn't matter. You still can't play because it's an indoor mega event. He's going to wind up being the poster guy for this thing, because as time gets closer to camp and COVID stories keep coming up, this is the biggest one.
Yeah, it's going to be the curiosity of how you handle those policies in the face of declining case numbers? Or do you get to argue that, well, we're anticipating a surge, so this, like, it's, you know, which part of the cycle and the, you know, the wheel that you're spinning are you on here? So for Wiggins, though, I mean, potentially you lose half your money plus half your money, because, you know, it might be something that becomes a statewide perspective as well. So but yeah, for now, because he's also one of those guys that gets mentioned in trade talks, right? As you bring up the Ben Simmons stuff and where salaries need to match and how you make it all work and whatever else, it'll just be curious and to see if any other players step to the forefront here. I mean, when in Minnesota, we just had the, all right, we have no idea what's going on, and the WTF from Carl Anthony Towns about changes in the front office, which is nothing compared to trying to wrangle, you know, things, public policy. And as we know, Steve Kerr doesn't hold his tongue on really much of anything. So this will become a big issue in that locker room once we get into camp and get towards the regular season.
They might have to trade him just to get him to a place where he could play. Right, we're going to
well,
sit.
We
don't want you to sit here and not have to play and not have to. And look, it's a really difficult thing. So yeah, you're making a lot of
more.
Money,
we
so
don't want to pay you $20 million.
Yeah, we'll make that trade for Ben Simmons, even though he doesn't fit with what we do. We'll make that trade. I mean, that could be another thing, is that they may trade him just to avoid that. I mean, there's, like I said, this is going to be a huge hot button topic, and I can see him being the face of this because of everything that goes along with it. Because it's not just like in the NFL, I don't want to get it, so I can't use the hot tub, I can't go out to dinner. No, this is you can play or not play, and there's so many different things going on. You're talking about rules that are being enacted for the vaccinated versus the anti-vaccinated. I mean, there's a lot more at stake here than just I don't want it, but I want to be able to still go and sit in a hot tub. I mean, it's much more than that.
Oh yeah, so no, this is potentially huge.
We'll keep following this story again as we get closer and closer to training camp, but by this point tomorrow night, and this is going to pain me, we are going to be talking about a 3-0 Carolina Panthers team with Sam Darnold as quarterback. I'd love to see a chance where I could say, hey, maybe the Texans with Davis Mills and the host of 75 running backs who they're going to run that were good 4 years ago, I'd love to see them be able to do this, but they're just not. The Panthers' defensive line is too good, and doesn't matter what game Darnold's going to have, he's going to be the takeaway tomorrow night. It's going to be, look at Sam, how great it is for Sam Darnold. It's been, look at this, it's been 3 years of suffering with the Jets, and now look at him, he's 3-0, the best record in the NFL, he's playing well, oh, he's got weapons, oh, look at Sam Darnold. That's going to be the entire thing tomorrow night, and I'm going to want to throw up. Just, I mean, like, repeatedly, many times.
Are you giving the 8, though? That's the question.
Of course I'll give the 8. How many points? How many points are you really going to score? Are the Texans?
Because
really
it was 4.5. It's up to 8.
Oh, there's
Tyrod Taylor was worth 3.5 points.
I think he was worth more than that, buddy. I don't know what.
Well, just in terms of the line movement, that's all.
Do they even get to double digits? I can't see him scoring more than 10. I mean, really, it's a good
figure. Maybe a pick six miss therein. Nice spot start for the Carolina defense. Yeah, lay the 8.
Oh, hey,
Sam, hey. Sam. Hey, 3-0, Sam Darnold.
I'll tell you, it's going to happen, and it's going to be
take that
bleh,
data.
Tomorrow night. It's going to be blah. Yeah. So make sure you tune in to enjoy, and you get to laugh at me over the course of 4 hours. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. Our Best of podcast goes up in about 10 minutes on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Subscribe, rate us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Jets, yo.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.